I'm going to make this presentation in the context of district court litigation. However, my discussion is largely applicable to the same type of a contest that may occur at the administrative level, with a few nuances I want to explain to you. But for those of you that are CPAs and that represent clients in connection with administrative contest of sales tax liabilities, this discussion is relevant because it will explain the various attacks that the state can make on individuals to assess those liabilities. First thing to note, though, the first difference to note is at the administrative level, once the assessment against the entity becomes final, the individual is not in a position to challenge in a subsequent administrative proceeding the amount or the fact of that liability. That's different in court. And we'll see when we get to this hypothetical example I'm going to walk through that challenges to the underlying assessment, to the calculation of the assessment, can be made and often should be made and often will form one of your greatest defenses to the assessment. The next thing to be aware of, the comptroller uses a tax estimation process when the business's records are incomplete or are otherwise unavailable to make the particular assessment. The presumptions that auditors are entitled to use are sweeping and as a result can significantly generate a liability that is far greater than what was reported, if anything, and far greater than what is actually due.